From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that the United States and Kenya are united in the fight against terrorism. As VOA's Aru Pandey reports from Nairobi, 3 months after the Islamist group Al-Shabaab killed 147 students at a Kenyan university, Mr. Obama pledged greater security cooperation with his Kenyan counterpart Saturday.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people Saturday. It came 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed at least 20 others. State television said a female bomber detonated explosives at a popular night spot, triggering alarms across the city as rescue and military personnel launched a hunt for survivors. Reuters news agency, quoting a senior military officer, said that more than 60 people have been wounded. On Wednesday, two suicide bombings targeted a large market and a residential area in the town. No one has claimed responsibility for either set of bombings. However, authorities say the blasts appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The military arm of the leading Kurdish rebel group in Turkey, the PKK, says that its 3-year ceasefire with Ankara is effectively over. As Dorian Jones reports, the announcement came after Turkish jet fighters struck Kurdish and Islamic State targets.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said no one should doubt Turkey's determination and added that his government will not allow Turkey to be turned into a lawless country. Turkish jets started its attacks Friday, then carried out a second attack later in the day, entering Syrian airspace for the first time. No details have been given on how many and what Islamic State targets were hit. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, speaking at a press conference Saturday, promised no let-up in the operations. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. However, critics fear the new legislation could endanger the North African nation's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38 tourists, most of them from Britain, in the Tunisian seaside city of Sousse. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for both attacks. The Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. Exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi had asked Saudi Arabia's King Salman for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of what he called the maximum amount of humanitarian and medical aid to the war-torn country. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to port in Palermo, Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port Saturday aboard a Norwegian vessel, which is participating in the European Union's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Another group of migrants was taken to the southeastern Sicilian city of Pozzallo. That was aboard an Irish Navy patrol ship. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is that ship's captain.
We'll be working closely with the Italian Marine Rescue and Coordination Center, and we'll be here and deployed until towards the end of September.
The latest arrivals come just days after some 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned at sea off the coast of Libya. And heavy rains continued to pelt saturated northern Pakistan Saturday, where the bodies of another 24 flood victims were discovered. 42 people have died since monsoon-driven flooding began Sunday in parts of Pakistan. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.